Hey, it's Friday. Good afternoon.
Hey, we got Jason here.
How's it going?
The less talking, the better. Jason,
I had nothing to say there.
Jason made the awesome KeithandTheGirl.com.
Yeah.
And he's an okay guy, too.
So, he's all right.
I try.
Will you give me the original source file? So, A, I don't have to keep bothering you when I fix things on the website, and B, if after this show we're not friends anymore, I can still
mess
with
things. Yeah, I heard yesterday, so I'm going to get more in trouble now.
That's right.
Well, I just wanted to be made fun of for more interesting things.
Oh, okay. So not just because you're a douchebag.
No.
You want to prove more exciting things.
Exactly. I want more adjectives.
Something we did mention yesterday when we were at the...
Six Flags Great Adventure?
Yeah, that we did that stupid... Something you pay extra for $7 each.
Oh, yeah.
They have a... Describe that.
Super funnel cake?
No, that would have been good.
You know, we planned on a funnel cake on our way out, but we ate so much junk food on our way out, we were like, forget it already. We need a salad. Or at least I said that.
If you go to AlcatrazTheRide.com...
What happens is you're sitting in like one of those space things that move, like an aircraft that moves, and the... What the hell?
That's the website. It's the future.
I thought you pre-picked those sounds. Wow.
She's going to talk now.
You think we're assholes.
Do they spell that differently?
Alcatraz?
Yeah.
A-L-C-A-Traz.
Is that like a ghetto version of the spelling just to be different?
You know what? I'm the worst speller
in
the world.
That's the future. So that's how you spell it in the future.
Yeah, it's not ghetto. It's the future. So what happens is you sit in this like half a spacecraft and then like there's those huge screens and you know, it's one of those screens where you feel like you're in the thing, you know, cause it's like surround screen and, there's only one pilot and we're both going to be on the same ship. So I go, I know you're going to be the pilot. He's like, no. All right, babe.
Sorry, go ahead.
He's like, no, you could be the pilot. I'm like,
that's the high scores. Go ahead.
No, I'm not talking anymore.
No, go ahead. Go. No, I'm sorry.
No,
come on.
You can describe it.
Oh, shit. Jeff won the high score.
Yeah, Jeff did real fucking good. This stupid game. It's in this huge building, and you just, I don't know. It looks, they got me. It's a big building with a cool sign, and you sit down and you fly
also,
a plane.
You know what? $7.50. I mean, it costs $7 to eat a slice of pizza over there, so you're like, I guess we need to try this for $7. By the way, I'm hoarse because now all the screaming on the rides is catching up to me. But, yeah, so we're sitting in there. He wants to be the pilot, obviously. I'm like, no, you could be the pilot. No, I'm not just randomly the pilot. No, seriously. Oh, okay, I'll be the pilot. Like, I convinced him or something.
He checked in the beginning and waited to see what you wanted to do?
To see what I wanted? Yeah, right.
So it's like one of those virtual reality things, you know, like the roller coaster, but you hardly move. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And so this one, you know, I fly and shoot, and she has different weapons, and she can shoot these aliens. It's so stupid.
You know why it's so stupid?
Because he was the pilot.
Exactly.
I was the worst, too.
He was the worst. I actually held on to my seat like I'm going to fall out of my chair because he was the worst pilot. And then he would deliberately run into, like, the fake buildings just to see what happens. Deliberately ran into the water to see what happens. Like,
it was like Star Wars where he was Chewie, though. He didn't get to do anything good.
I don't watch Star Wars, but apparently,
you know
yes.
I follow.
They don't even show him because he's boring.
I don't know if we killed anything, any aliens.
Yeah. Another thing. It has the target.
Right.
It has the target, and yet I'm shooting under the target. Mm. So now I have to figure it out where it's under the target.
And you have to practice. You can't practice for 5 minutes at 750 each 5 minutes, you know? And it's not even good looking. The screen was all faded. Right?
I guess, it's not like
the graphics were so amazing. And we got like 35,000 points. We leave. We go, what's the high score? That day, the high score was 60,000.
Right.
We had no idea what we were doing. And somebody else, the high score didn't do much better. And so we're leaving, telling everybody, leave.
Oh,
no,
I loved
do
it.
Do not give
On
them
our
your
way
money.
Out. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Right. If we had all day, I wouldn't have mind packing a lunch and just sitting there and going, no. No, do not go in this shit.
I know. And the thing is only one guy, I wanted to tell him that it was really good and he should go. The first guy that we said, oh, it's really bad. He goes, of course it's bad. I'm like, yeah, no, we're just saying it's really terrible. Don't waste your money. Yeah, you guys went in there? No, actually, it was really great. You should go, you dick.
You ever find something that's so good you don't want to share it with somebody?
Because we want to go.
You were going to cut his line.
Right. Yeah. We want to go again and again. So,
yeah,
that's why we're telling you it's terrible. So what's another thing that we didn't tell? We didn't share my story of the slide, that 90-degree slide I went to in a different park. Do you remember I told you this?
The water park?
I didn't. I went to this park, Donnie Park in Wildwater Kingdom, and I forgot to bring my bathing suit. So I wore some sort of, like, just tank top and shorts thing. But on that ride, they don't let you wear a shirt. Like, you have to wear a bathing suit. And I didn't have anything under. So I just took my shirt off and slid down the thing topless.
Like, 11?
No, I was an adult.
Nice.
You gotta go down.
That's the water park we gotta go to.
And I felt that, I don't know, I feel retarded now.
We saw, have you seen Mind of Mancia?
No.
Comedy Central? Funny.
I heard it was terrific.
It is
I heard
funny.
It was approaching the Chappelle Show.
Yeah, at times.
It's very good.
And you ever check credits? Like, not deliberately, but you happen to catch something. Carlos Mencia stylist? Amy Mencia.
Yeah.
He got his cousin a job, huh?
I think his
wife.
Sister.
Oh,
really?
You guys are real convincing facts.
We didn't care enough to look it up.
You know
it's
what?
Just something I saw.
I didn't even think that it could be his wife or his cousin. I just thought sister because he has like 28 brothers and sisters
or
something like that.
The odds are in your favor.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I win. Although if he has 28 right. brothers and sisters, he might have at least right. 28 cousins.
He might have two Amys and his sisters.
Right.
Amy one or two.
One spelled with an I, one spelled with a Y.
I tried watching House of the Dead last night.
Oh. As in the video game turned movie?
How stupid.
Why would you even?
You know what? I knew
you were so drunk then. Come on. It's like, I'm drunk now. Maybe this will be amusing.
I don't like that people say, like, what's that, like, the worst movies? And they name the worst movies ever.
Geely?
It's like Waterworld and Geely. And what's that one with that girl from Saved by the Bell?
Oh, where she's topless. You probably know it, Jason. You're
I
a
know.
Perv.
Showgirls.
Showgirls and Battlefield Earth. These aren't the worst movies.
Showgirls?
The worst
isn't?
Movies? No. Did you... I see you watching it sometimes.
The plot's developed.
The worst, right.
Something
yeah,
developed.
Something's developed.
All over my chest.
I love that movie because I only have to watch it for 3 minutes.
That's it. A movie like House of the Dead is the worst movie. A movie that you literally can't watch. That's the worst.
So Showgirls because you can watch it for 3 minutes.
Yeah, Geely had Al Pacino in there that you can at least watch that for a couple minutes.
So here's
look at that mole. That's what I do.
What's that?
The mole.
Look at the mole.
I was looking at his mole.
Oh.
I was watching some movie with Mexico. Once upon
a Mexican
Once upon
a time. We call them Mexicans.
Mexico.
Oh, that's terrible.
Enrique's in that. That's pre-mole removal. You know, that's good that he got that undocumented.
Yeah, you're a little obsessed with moles, I gotta
say.
Well,
I just heard that Katie Holmes has a huge mole on her ass.
On her
Anybody?
Ass.
Huge? That
like,
big?
Like he was in a bathing suit. That big. For all of you who missed Keith through the that big sign. That big. With that clarified. Yes, like that big. Huge. Huge mole. That like creeped out of her bathing suit.
Ew.
This is the news I hear through my sister who's visiting for
sure,
the summer.
Sure you do. You know, like you don't subscribe to the Star magazine.
Well, as I was telling Keith earlier, I have the Us magazine in my bathroom just because the girls always leave it there. She brings it over and then I feel obligated to know what's happening.
You have a girlfriend? Is this the girlfriend or the sister?
I'm talking about my sister.
So who are you dating right now?
This girl.
Who's a girl? Are you afraid to say because she listens to the show?
She's going to be listening to the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll make
it.
Her. I was on it, and she will be listening.
Listen to this.
So
I'm
now we
good,
can't even
I'm
ask
funny,
you.
I'm famous. Buy my shit.
Is this the only girl you're seeing? Well, now he can't say anything.
Yeah.
I heard that Jason has a big schlong.
What do you mean?
I heard that, too.
What are you talking
and look
about?
At the shirt he's wearing. Life's good when you have a big banana. He's under Jay's
The sad part is my sister got me this t-shirt.
Oh, God. Ew.
I didn't even tell her.
Yeah,
she must have been listening to the show.
Ew.
I got my sister I Have a Wet Vagina t-shirt. Life's good when you have a gaping hole.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well, what's weird is I met Jason on the Long Island Railroad one time, and he starts talking about computers, and I'm like, boring. But
did you know him?
No, I just
she was clowning.
Is that how you?
I was clowning, yeah.
And
I
you're like, I don't really got to try with this clown.
That's
hey,
what I said.
Computers.
I don't know. I find myself always talking to people on public transportation. So he's talking to me. Very nice guy, right? I'm not sure if he's hitting on me or not, but he
Were
was
you hitting on her.
Depended.
Depended if she said yeah. It depends where the story's going.
So now, but you were very, very good. I must say,
Thank you. Very good
because it wasn't like that threatening hitting on you thing.
I hadn't moved over to her seat yet.
Right.
Uh-huh,
it was
nice.
Very.
Hello, darling.
Yeah. Very. Very casual. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not interested. because he's talking about computers a little too much, but I have a roommate who always talks about computers. And meanwhile, like, I so know nothing about computers that they're talking about completely different things. And I just go, oh, computer, computer, you go together. Like hooking up two gay people. Like, you're gay and you're gay.
Simple as that. Now, fuck. Right.
So, right. So I hooked them up. Could not be a worse match, but you went out for a while. Yeah. It wasn't the greatest match in the world, but you guys hung out for a while. We it was did. Fun, you know.
She actually told me that somebody at her work was getting paid $200 an hour to do Flash. I'm like, oh shit, someone's getting paid money to do this stuff. That's when I started learning it.
Really? Oh, that's when you started learning it?
That weekend I went home and taught myself everything.
Wow, you're like a really cool geek. Okay, so now, so of course, this is my roommate and we're cool, so I'm getting
so you got some out of it. So I got that's some. Good. That's good.
From what I hear, you got more than that out of it. So she made him come to the house one time. She had a fancy party.
That was funny.
She's so cool, this roommate, by the way. Wasn't she adorable? I mean, you guys are not meant to be, but she was very cool. So she decided she's going to have a dress-up party.
Was she crazy?
No, she was alternative.
I'm not asking you. I know. Thank you.
She was crazy?
No,
she's very
cool. For getting rid of me.
Right. Of course. But she was very alternative, like, you know, piercings and tattoos and whatnot. Yeah.
Whatnot was fantastic. That was my favorite part.
So this guy shows up in the suit. I wore my party dress. Like, we had a grown-up party with, by the way, no dinner table and no, like, because we only had, like, we lived in Manhattan, so
it was a couch.
Yeah, so we ate off a coffee table, but everyone was dressed up and she was so happy. And I just thought that was, like, I didn't even think back in the day, like, you're really obliging this girl, you know? Because, like, what would it take for you to dress up, Keith, and go to some party?
I'm thinking for the 500th show, right. I will dress up. Right.
Not the 150th.
You know what I mean? So then they broke up, whatever. I never heard from Jason again because it's not like we were friends. I started working for my brother like 1 or 2 years later, something like that, like a while. He gets excited.
Jesus, I'm sorry.
He gets excited when he has a burp because he can't fake it. So he feels like when he has a real burp, he has to do it. So I know the story is really long. Anyway, so he comes to apply for the job at my brother's place. And I'm like, I know you from somewhere.
Did you go to my high school?
Coincidentally. Yeah, I know you from somewhere. Did you go to my high school? Blah, blah, blah. Turns out this is the guy that dated my roommate.
Did you try hitting on her again?
No, he hit on my brother this time.
Yeah. Which one?
Michael.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? And they became bestest friends. And then he was dating another girl.
We used to cuddle.
By the way.
What?
You dated my roommate. And then the girl. Yeah.
Yeah, we did a switcheroo.
How many diseases do you have?
Not that many.
Did they cancel out each other?
But I was asked.
This guy from our job dated my roommate also, and then after Jason and this other girl from my job broke up, she dated the same guy. So these two girls that I knew kept dating like Jason and this other guy.
We switched. So I got same. I got to ask him. Or not him. But
well,
her.
I gotta ask her the comparison of the penis.
When they say you fuck somebody, you fuck everybody they know, this is kind of true.
I guess.
Yeah. But didn't I get
them
both
really
first?
That's not really so funny. Oh my god, I think you did.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah. Did what?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did, actually.
I got the roommate and then I got the other one.
That's true. We're not gonna say names.
No names.
But
no.
You can say.
No, but they were both very hot, I must say.
We'll bleep it out.
Jason has very good... No, we're not going to bleep anything out. Jason has very good taste in women.
Oh.
And a big swing.
You heard that from the roommate, I guess, right?
I heard that from both people.
From both.
So it was confirmed.
All right. Yes. So at keithandthegirl.com, we'll have a picture of his swong.
You must have over 800 pixels width. But I'm bumped. Computer joke.
Yeah, I'd set it to 1024 by 725.
I'm saying it was just minimum.
So we have, can we do the correction? We have a correction. The guy that gave us the t-shirt.
Oh, I said, I said it wrong. Up. It's Ace Kicker Tees.
You sure?
No.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, Ace Kicker Tees. Ace Kicker TEES.com gave us poker shirts. Stephanie O, send in your address. You'll get your prizes, and we'll figure out something for the other ones.
Right. Someday.
Yeah, that's
when
cool.
When we have things.
My CD, if I may say. Yeah, that's yours.
That's right. This is my Dr. Pepper. I felt the burp coming, and I'm like, oh, I kind of hit it. I'm like, what am I doing? I got to let these build up. I compete.
Don't be shy.
Hold on, I got something to say. Yeah. Evan said he's coming back home and he wants to get all the shit out of his room.
Oh, yeah, good luck, Evan.
What else does he have?
No, he's coming back here to live.
I'll get everything out of this room so he can come back.
Right.
Yeah.
He better not mean that because I like his girlfriend.
How are they doing?
How are they doing?
I think they're doing pretty well.
They having troubles?
He's still living there. Well, okay. You know, everybody has troubles.
Oh. My CD was featured on a little station called XM Satellite Radio. In the last week, played four different times, four different tracks.
Very cool.
Not bad at all. And somebody had to tell this to me. So anytime somebody talks about Keith and the Girl or us individually, drop us a line. Mm. Let us know. Because we're on shit we don't even know about.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I checked that link for, what was it, the New York Times article?
Yeah.
Now there's a video totally featuring us.
Uh-huh.
It's very, very cool. With our icon, you click on it, and it starts, like, with the end of our jingle, because they can't put assholes on.
There we go.
Oh, you're playing it?
Show.
Very cool.
Show.
60%, 70%, right. 85%, 91%, 99%. How are ya?
We're live.
This is it, baby. Show 100.
If you don't know what podcasts are,
I love how they picked
it,
where I
don't. It's time to learn. They're just radio shows that people create
happy.
Cheaply.
She doesn't look very happy.
She's like, ugh.
She's so awkward. In fact, at the end, she kind of looks away, that awkward look like, am I done?
Just let me be on radio.
Right.
When you want. But are they any good?
Yes.
Yes, they're good. They're good, yes. End of the minute.
Well, as you might expect, they attract mostly hardcore tech people and outlaw communicators. My favorite.
That's us. We're an outlaw communicator.
Oh, look, it's your favorite.
No, boo.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So the lo-fi ones made by eccentrics. These include The Dawn and Drew Show,
Boo.
Keith and the Girl.
Yeah.
If you listen, she goes, my favorite ones are the ones made by eccentrics, like Keith and the Girl. Eccentrics.
Mm-hmm.
We're eccentrics.
Because we say things.
Because we talk. I forgot. I wanted to back up a little bit. It's
look, you have to load it again.
My favorites are the lo-fi ones made by eccentrics. These include The Dawn and Drew Show, Keith and the Girl.
Yeah. Lawmakers moved to extend daylight savings time. Can you do that?
They just decided. They talked to God.
And Soccer Girl.
I start to assume the identity Soccer Girl.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised.
I write so many emails every day.
Three eavesdrop.
Those are the clips.
I know.
Could
why?
Take.
Was this on TV?
Yeah, somewhere. I don't know where on TV it was, but yeah, it was.
You should sue them. You used that shit on TV.
I'm sure Soccer Girl's real happy. Like, I assume the identity of Soccer Girl. I write so many emails. And that's Soccer Girl.
I know. That's so weird. Like, yeah. Why did she decide on those clips? And Dawn and Drew didn't have a clip.
No, they did not.
They're not funny.
And they showed our whole website, which gives kudos to you,
right.
Jason.
Hoo-ah.
I really think that they show our stuff because our logo is really good and the site shows.
I think so, too.
Yeah. So thank you, Jason.
In which
welcome.
Groovy people talk about their personal lives and fight with one another.
We're groovy eccentrics.
But don't take my advice.
And fight with
go
one
to
another.
ITunes
and
the
people.
Web and find your own favorite shows. Podcasting is all about small audiences.
No, it's not.
Did she just say don't listen to these because these are my favorite shows? Go find your own.
I'm eccentric in a different way.
Podcasting is all about small audiences. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for making us seem serious, you little bitch.
The funny thing was, is like, this is one of the greatest advertisements that
right.
we've had. And
right.
We love you, thanks. Do no, it again.
And
we won't sue you.
She used our icon and our website and our name.
No, we appreciate, but listen, hear this dummy talk.
Oh,
as one podcaster told me, everyone is famous for 15 people. For the New York Times.
Did you see her eyes shift to the left? Like, did anybody get it?
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about. She just feels so awkward.
Everybody's famous for 15 people.
Get it? It's a reference to the 15 minutes. Anybody?
Someone
work with me.
That's as somebody told me.
I can't work under these
Who
conditions.
Who told you? I would like names. Who told you?
Right, I would like the name.
I don't believe anybody told you. You're like, I don't think this is that good, but I really want to say it. Somebody told me.
So if I don't want to give the link because it's probably long. Just
right.
Google New York Times
and
Keith
and
the
Girl.
Yeah, and you'll find it. It's nice that we should put it on our website one day. We just don't want to promise.
You don't want to bother anybody to do it. How are we going to do this? Who's going to help us?
Yeah.
It's we need help.
Jason, you're already here.
Did you bring the file with you?
Like, and especially if anybody is serious, I don't know if we've been featured on it once.
Why wouldn't
we're
they email
going
you?
To... I don't know. Why didn't XM email me?
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you think the New York Times would email you? People tell us that's where true. We're at. No, but they don't tell us.
But you know what? I bet that's, excuse me, that's a whole job. If you're going to, if someone's going to email, if you're going to get emailed for every time somebody sends you something, like mentions you, right. The mention would take all day.
Yeah.
So yeah, another $35,000 a year person just to email us that we got put in.
That's why they made interns.
Oh, word. Mm, see, word. Jason's college here students. For some reason. Yeah. That's
business
true.
Sense.
That's true. We can't you wait to have interns. An intern. Oh, I'd love
get
it.
Get me coffee.
Yeah, just get my laundry.
I left the peppers running low.
Yeah, our plan would be, you know, to you know, help mass market us and get our name out there and do things. We're like, go to the store and get me another Dr. Pepper. Right. But I'm talking to the New York Times. Do the New York Times have Dr. Pepper?
By the way, you're going to need a car because we're kind of out of the way.
Right.
So, even though we're in New York.
And we don't pay in the beginning until you prove yourself.
Well, that's what an intern is,
right,
Rico.
Right.
We shouldn't pay at all.
Oh.
Prove yourself and then you can be
not
here.
You. The intern.
Okay.
That's what an intern
okay.
does.
Oh. We really do fight. look at this. Look at the balls
wow.
on my fucking brother Mark. He pays his taxes. Tax letter. Tax collector. City of Waterbury.
This is the address.
This is the address. P.O. Box, whatever. Waterbury, Connecticut. He draws an arrow. He's paying his taxes. He draws an arrow to City of Waterbury in the name. Then another arrow where it says Waterbury under it and writes, I know, this gave it away.
It's the balls.
Yeah, that you wrote, tax collector, City of Waterbury, gave it away that it's in Waterbury, Connecticut. That's who you want to piss off, the tax collector. You just wrote, try to catch me fuck up once.
I know.
It's his place stamp here, you know, in that box. So he places the stamp to the left of it and writes, the stamp was too big to fit in the box.
Because these people have all the sense of humor in the world. Yeah.
And
the
you made real it into a wallpaper, which is the best.
Right.
Official offer on the site soon.
I didn't know if... Which was what?
The official tax collector right. wallpaper.
I didn't know if I wanted to put this letter as my wallpaper or just a set of big brass balls.
Right. But you know what's funny is your brother doesn't trust you to not put it on the website.
That his address is scratched out.
His address is completely whitened out, not just scratched like in case you can read, because you don't know his address.
But he wrote resident of Waterbury.
oh yeah, on his return address. Mark Malley, resident of Waterbury.
Oh, God.
Oh, my
Mark,
God.
Mark, you have the biggest balls.
We'll visit you in jail.
This is great. We
maybe.
Have genitalia size here. Balls. Kendall, what do you have big of?
I have big condoms to put on my big boyfriend.
Nice.
Anyway.
You're not the only one, my friend.
Extra large bitches.
Space Shuttle, the commander of the Space Shuttle Discovery, said Friday that she didn't think the orbiter sustained any serious damage when foam fell off the external fuel tank during this week's launch. That's the same thing that made you stop a launch last time.
Is she the one going on it, or does she just decide that she doesn't think it's...
No, I think she's on it. We were actually quite surprised to hear that we had some large pieces of debris fall off the external tank, she said. Were you surprised? I was a little surprised that happened.
We were all surprised.
Seeing as how every accident that ever happened is from something stupid like this.
That's
you
true,
know?
Yeah.
And same with airplanes. Two hoses rubbed together and something broke.
Right.
A little foam comes off.
So don't go anywhere, people. You're going to die.
Yeah, right. All you people that you were planning a space shuttle trip, stay in your house.
Yeah.
Collins admitted that it wasn't what we had expected. I don't think we should fly again unless we do something to prevent this from happening again. That's why they work at NASA. And
very
I don't.
Smart people.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
smart.
She said NASA had a good plan. Where's my cursor? Had a good plan to inspect the shuttle and its delicate system of heat-resistant tiles that protect it upon re-entry to Earth, noting that shuttles routinely suffer minor tile damage during launches.
Yeah, bathroom.
They're
has
dead.
Horrible tile damage, too.
Our bathroom?
Mine. No, yours is all right.
Oh, because we need a maid really bad.
I need one of those.
You need one of those? Yeah. I was going to ask you, where do your parents... Oh, they live in Long Island.
Yeah.
Never mind.
What? Where would they have to
a
live
maid would
for
be
the story
expensive
to go
in Long Island?
No, just...
you
it's
need
not
to call
like,
them over to help?
Oh, no, I'm saying housekeepers. If your parents lived in Queens, that means they have a Queens housekeeper. We need someone really cheap.
We need somebody cheap, but you know what?
Cheap and thorough.
We got to clean so much before the maid even
right.
comes.
Yeah,
because she would spend 8 hours just tidying up shit and wouldn't be able to get to scrubbing.
It looks like our house threw up. It does.
It's a hot summer, of course, and this is the Post, New York Post, helping us out. Experts say what's hot for keeping cool. Look at these. Put put clothes in the freezer?
No.
Nope.
Oh, show the picture as a bra.
Yeah. Take a shower? Yup.
Affirmative.
Okay, you guess. You guess what
okay.
you got, right?
Okay.
Eat spicy food?
Nope.
Nope.
Because that heats you up.
That's right. Sip hot beverages?
Yes.
Why?
Because the temperature now equals your body temperature, and that keeps you cool.
Nope.
Wrong.
Wear light colored.
I felt so smart for a second.
The answer's so obvious, it can't be that.
That's why you asked for why, for an explanation.
Wear light colored clothes?
Yes.
Yep.
Because I heard the black, bad stuff, science class.
Get a haircut?
Yes.
Nope.
No.
No, that's a myth. And some people might not know this, so we have to take up a full fucking page to talk about it. Sip hot beverages. The theory goes that drinking hot liquids raises your body temperature, making you more impervious to 100-degree heat. Not true, according to a doctor for New York City Poison Control. If you drink hot fluid, you're just going to get warmer. Oh, that's very interesting. That's very interesting.
Hot fluids don't bother me in the summertime. I drink tea and I eat soup. I'm a rebel, though. That's what that woman said.
Cold soup?
The New York Times. No, hot soup.
You're an eccentric. Get your hair cut. All that hair just weighs you down, right? It may make you feel It may make you feel a little more comfortable, but it's not going to do anything. To lower core body temperature,
But it just made me feel more comfortable. That's doing something.
Adding a lightweight, light-colored hat actually does more because it creates shade.
They don't have run-through sprinklers in there. See, that's one of my favorites.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yep. Open up a fire hydrant. Yup.
Eating an Italian ice.
Yup.
Yeah, that's the post. Making fun of the Daily News again. Listen to this. The Daily News tried to repair the damage from its bot scratch and stiff game. Scratch
again?
And stiff.
They love this.
Scratch and stiff.
Scratch and stiff.
Oh.
That's how they make fun. Stiff. A game with a special $1 million drawing yesterday, but failed to placate people who want their winning tickets paid off. Outraged winners, who should have pocketed upwards of $400 million, also said no one can be sure the troubled tabloid special drawing will be fair and trouble-free. I love how they keep adding shit. The troubled tabloid. The one that's bullshit.
There's so many adjectives in front of every time they mention it.
How would I trust them? Asked a 49-year-old who won $100,000 in Snooze's March 19th scratch game. Daily News, they call it the Daily Snooze.
Oh, God.
That's the news, by the way, saying this. As did his wife on a separate game card. You'd have to be crazy to... How can you trust... How can I trust them? They said they'd give me $100,000. How can I believe that?
You know what?
I bet, believe it.
I bet they have one intern just watching the Daily Snooze. Just go and read it every day.
But this is at least the second time they fucked up with their lottery thing.
Yeah.
Whatever dumb lottery.
It's always the lottery
Stop doing the lottery thing.
You haven't figured out the system. Right. Call Jason. He'll work something out for you.
The paper refused to pay off the cards, citing game rules that strictly limit the number of winners. The Snooze instead said it would hold a $1 million drawing for those affected by the foul-up. That drawing for more than blah, 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 blah. That's it.
That was interesting.
No, that's good.
Thank you.
That's good.
By the way, Jason, you worked for, what's your major things that you worked for? You worked for some sort of book, an author. That was a really big deal.
Shel Silverstein. So if you guys know who he is, the Giving Tree.
Might be helpful if you say it louder.
ShelSilverstein.com. Yeah, that's one L.
Is that your biggest thing that you worked for?
Yeah, probably the largest thing I did all by myself. So if you're a fan of his work, go check it out. There's animations.
His book, the ABC book.
The ABC Primer.
Yeah, is awesome. It's so funny.
Really?
It's for adults. Book. It's so good.
Seriously? Yeah. You're talking about a book and saying nice things about it?
Well, it's not real words. It's mostly pictures.
Have you seen the other book, Different Dances?
No.
It's all nudie pics.
Really?
Well, he used to be an illustrator for Playboy.
Really?
Yeah. He used to live in the mansion and everything. Jealous.
Shut up. Shut up. Was that on his website?
No. See, the website's for kids.
Right?
Yeah.
Get out. But you had to do research on all his stuff and that's
research.
How you...
Research. I did research. Heavy, heavy research.
I was looking at the comment board from the show.
From our show.
Yeah, from our show. Alex, who...
the one who hated us
will
and will
probably not listen
to us again.
Because we talk about race in a not nice way.
Oh, wait, that's not... No.
What?
Alex was
Alex is the one, that wasn't happy with the way the live show went.
Yeah.
And all these people hating you.
Right, and he did offer up ideas in his defense.
Yeah, Jose was the one who wasn't listening to our show anymore.
Right. So, hello, guys. and
So I said, because he's... he said it was the same show, and I said, well, what would make it different? Can I have an example? Right. So he posted examples on our
here's an example.
Message board.
For the live show, I can play, why don't I play stand-up for my upcoming CD?
Like you just talking to the mic, do your stand-up.
No, he had, yeah, that was one idea. Do stand-up during your show.
Like he suggested 20 minutes of stand-up.
Yeah.
With no audience, mm-hmm. just me going, ha-ha, that's yeah. funny. Mm-hmm. that's funny.
And then he said, well, he could at least, you know, play stand-up from the CD. And Michael G., who was on board with the show since the beginning, is like, I'll go on his side and I'll say, yeah, that would have been a good idea. That's what I did, you fucking monkeys. I did that.
He actually did it for the pre-show, and at the end of the show, it was your new stuff from the new CD coming out.
Right.
And what was another suggestion? One suggestion we actually had in mind, and we might do for next time, but it depends. The one where everyone comes in and they're only on for like 10 minutes each. But that's hard to orchestrate. Not everybody's free, you know, like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right. We don't have anything to keep you occupied in our green room.
Right. You know? Exactly.
You're playing with our sex toys. We don't want you in our bedroom.
Yeah.
Dave from New Jersey. I'm a little worried about emailing again so soon. I don't remember what he wrote before. But I heard you guys mentioned the Great American Scream Machine. That's the worst fucking roller coaster.
It is the worst.
Do you know that one in Six Flags?
Oh, yeah.
You go there every year, right, Jason?
Oh, a couple times every year.
Right.
No,
really?
No, not really.
No, oh. really?
No, we go there on anniversaries. You know me. Classy, classy, classy.
You know why? Because I see Jason as like a grown-up kid, kind of like how we are, except he's more kid-like, and but like with more money, so he gets more gadgets to be a kid. And so he's always on his skates, like going anywhere, which is great. And he always has like the latest in gadgets and video games and whatever. And I don't know, you're pretty goofy, right?
Yeah, I'm goofy.
So I figure Great Adventure is
ladies.
Right up your alley.
Goofy.
Goofy and a big cock.
I went to Six Flags for my 8th grade graduation with the entire graduating class, and I remember that day for one thing, the Great American Scream Machine. I was on the ride next to this punk goth kid who had a bunch of earrings in his ears. When the ride started, everyone's heads started rattling, and most people, including me, started screaming. The kid next to me was yelling, too. I thought it was just because of the roller coaster, but when I got off the ride, I saw that his earring got caught in one of the side pads, and it tore out while he was on the roller coaster. There was blood all over that seat. I hate that roller coaster. Love the show.
I love that ending. Hate the roller coaster. Love the show. Which is actually in a lot of... maybe that's how that rule came up. I think they make you take off your earrings for...
Too many people losing their earrings.
Yeah, specifically like for, I think, the Great American Scream Machine because you're banging your ears on that so much.
That's such a terrible...
It's the worst.
It makes it so hard to get dolled up when you want to go there.
Right.
Like, I don't know, I can't wear my favorite earrings.
Right.
My boyfriend's not going to like me. My makeup tastes horrible.
I'll just wear the short skirt.
And we were saying how it's, you know, trash that goes there. You know, they're going to have those gaudy earrings,
right.
These huge hoops or the chandelier bullshit.
What's funny with us is, like, we got on the Great American Scream Machine the other day, this year, and we got off going, that was the worst. And then that's what jolted our memory the year before we went on it. We're like, I think this is the same feeling we had last year when we came. Well, like, we had a headache, and next year we're going to go, by the way, guys, the Great American Scream Machine, don't go on it
we'll
ever.
Totally forget.
You should tattoo it on yourself so you don't forget.
Yeah. Like that
Memento.
Movie. Memento.
I just wanted to, did you tell anybody on the line not to go on it this time, too? Don't go on it. It
sucks. We were busy trying to, compose ourselves.
Alcatraz was offensively bad.
Because you had to pay for it as well.
Yeah.
And this had such a short line that...
Everybody knew.
And we were on the line, cutting line, so we can't go, don't bother. Well, we just stood on line, fuck asses.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you've been in line for an hour,
right.
But just turn around. This is from Alex. You want an example of what you could have done? Well, I have many. How about having Keith do what he does best? Keith could do a comedy routine for 10 to 20 minutes.
We already addressed that.
All the comedy of his stand-ups that he has put at the end of your shows has been hilarious, and those of us who do not have the pleasure of going to see you live would greatly enjoy that. How about a comic skit? How about having not just one, but having many of your guests on the show, but dividing the show up that one guest is on at a time? This will bring a huge level of dynamicism rather than just having one guest. Ask selected AIM users funny questions.
That's the worst idea ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Have a musical guest for the end of the show.
That's not a good idea either.
I.e., for example, Hemda, who has a great voice.
I just start singing all of a sudden.
Have DJ Quad mix live, perhaps incorporated Hemda's singing.
I like the dance room idea.
The dance room?
Yeah, you need a dance room. Oh, that's not there.
That's in your head.
Personal thoughts, sorry.
Pervert.
There's a million things. There's a million things you can do. You could sing.
Right.
I could tell jokes.
Right.
Maybe we'll let the DJ cripple can use our computer while we're trying to do a show on it.
We can ask people silly questions. Right.
There's a million things.
You're like we're on the news. Right. Traffic. Does it bother you or does it not bother you? Let's go to the callers.
Let's go to the callers in 1 minute because we have a delay.
Please aim us now.
Your assumptions are wrong on this cast. Yeah, my post was 2 days late. So what? 5 days late, but okay. I listened to your cast live, and then when I got to work on Monday, I responded. So is there some rule where everyone has to post responses only on the day of the cast? When I had time to write, I wrote, and you obviously still read it.
That wasn't the point. The point was that it was a live show, right. And we needed feedback during the live show if the live show was going to go in that direction. Right.
So regardless of my timing, my point got across. You did try hard to get the cast live, which indeed is a huge deal, in which many of us would probably never be able to figure out. That's right. You wouldn't.
Can I say that? And I don't think you're going to agree with me, but actually, I read all those posts, and I think everybody had a point. I think Alex had a point. I don't think he was trying to be a dick.
No, I don't think so.
I think he was just genuinely trying to give us suggestions, and because we brought it up on the show, and then he brought it up on our comment board, everyone just attacked, and it turned into me by the end of it, just in my head going, leave Alex alone. He really didn't do anything.
Right. And I don't like a way that you get to be so anonymous, but I do like the comment board because you don't have to sign up. You don't have to register and go to your... And it's work. It's work to sign up on a forum. It really is, I think. So anyway, I think... I don't know why I get such a kick out of this, but, you know, Alex wrote, and then you know who wrote right after him?
Who?
Alex's ass.
Nice.
And Alex's ass says... Your ideas are still kind of boring, dude. 4 days late and a bunch of good ideas short. That's what Alex's own asshole had to say.
Not his asshole.
Right,
just
his ass. His ass.
His asshole actually loved his comments. Isn't that lower down?
But you know what? By the time it got to the end, it was like, you fuckface, fucktard. Like,
oh, then
it was
they're
just
fighting.
Cursing.
Yeah.
What's this conversation going to do to it now? You need to...
Going to do to what?
This whole...
Us talking about it? What are
this
we
This whole
doing?
Argument.
Oh, what? Like us bringing it up? What is it going to do?
Insult him or do something.
I don't know.
Agitate him again.
I don't know. But the thing is we were away for a day, so that gives them even more time to...
You can't think. You can let their ass boil.
You can't.
Let their ass boil. Yes.
Here's Alex. Remember when Alex was nice and trying to give suggestions? Fetus, you're a fucking dumbass. No shit they put music on the live show. Have you not gotten my point yet, you moron? That's good.
I can't believe he calls his ass his fetus. That's just not normal.
For the 100th time now, it would have been nice for something different, like they said they were going to do, other than just putting music on. For example, just an example...
Boring.
Just an example, homo.
Homo.
Who the fuck...
Play the space sound again.
Who the fuck said I wanted Keith to prove anything, you fucking retard? When did I say that I don't think he's funny yet. Keep making stupid assumptions because you just keep on sounding like an idiot. Maybe you need to read or reread my post until you finally understand what I'm saying, big guy, because obviously you're having a hard time with this. In the meantime, keep sucking Key's dick, you homo. And right there, I was a little offended. And then in parentheses, but I'm pretty sure he's straight. Thank you. Thank you, Alex.
Pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure, too.
98%.
It's kind of funny how you're such a big supporter of Keith and the girl, and yet you are fucking up their message board.
Oh, my God. By the way, for a complete transcript of this, you can go to keithandthegirl.com and just click on the comments area.
Alex.
Lord.
For starters, let's quote you. This for him would be a great self-promotion for that we may go out and buy his disc. We would certainly imply it's yourself in the mix. As for support, I bought the CD and DVD. I've gotten a few... This, by the way, is his ball sack talking. I've gotten a few
all
people...
the different parts are talking.
This
the
guy
fetus,
has like multiple personalities.
You should hear him sing.
The ass.
Acapella.
He actually sings out of his asshole.
Yeah.
So that's it. Fucking fucktard, asshole, dick. Blah, blah, blah. You, sir, are...
I think the person who uses the word fucktard always wins. Mm-hmm, so there you go.
You are a potty-mouthed piece of shit that should seriously consider playing some choking game in a tree somewhere. You, sir, are a miserable little cum dumpster.
That was funny.
Are you allowed to use the word potty-mouth and then curse?
I know. That was the most hilarious thing.
That's a cursing faux pas.
Anyway, we're also, at this point, trying to get stickers and things for our site, and people are people are genuinely trying to help, which I think is really cool. The problem is, like, we don't know how to help them, right?
Yeah.
I don't, you know, they send us links, and I'm like, well, I tried going to the sticker guy, and...
I've had go to this place, set up what you want, and send it to me, and I'll pay for it. That feels awkward. I know they want to help, but it's weird.
I have this thing that'll give me $100 worth of free print, and maybe we can get stickers there.
Done.
Done. So
he said that, but I really think that we need more.
All right,
we got. Well, what I want to do is
if anyone has, I mean, definitely that's really cool. But if anyone has some sort of hookup like that, I want to post what we want in the sticker, because I went to the sticker guy. I didn't understand how to set it up. A lot of times you can't use all the color, which is totally fine. Like any color is fine, but the dimensions throw me off. Like I wanted, I think the size of my hand. No.
Okay. That's so you technical. I wanted the size of my hand.
You could just take it, like undo the other
sticky part.
Undo
the sticker,
and then just slap it on a wall.
That's
you
great.
Know what I mean? So the size of a girl's hand.
Girl's hand. Now we got specifics.
The iPod picture that's on the site.
I think so. All
right.
Is it no? It's specifically like we have a sticker one. It's do you have it on the site?
No.
Should we put it on the site?
No.
If you're gonna print, you might need a higher quality. Filed.
Really?
Computer nerd talk, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So what do we do?
You talk to me later.
Okay.
Okay.
Boring. Nope.
You talk to me later, I say no. Good. No, that was
no,
that was
the
just
nope
my
was
show
from his callback from the what keeps you hot. Right?
What was Jason referencing now?
What's coming out of Jason's ass today?
What else is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to take a ride out to Queens.
What's that? What?
I had to take a ride out to Queens. You know, the subway waiting. I had to go down like, I don't know, 100 feet into the ground for the F train.
What do you mean? Yeah. Oh, because it was just a bunch
There's
of
like
stairs?
There's like escalators. These massive escalators. And you turn around and you go down more.
Wow. You know, everybody that comes out to Queens decides that they took the most extensive trip of their life. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, when we come out to see you guys in Manhattan,
that's what I thought about it on my ride.
We take the same fucking trip, you know. And yes,
sucks, right?
Yeah, and yes, we have a car, but we get stuck in traffic, and then we also get stuck dropping people off, and then it takes us an hour to get home, fuckos.
All right.
And then what? No, I have more on you, Bastard.
I wasn't complaining.
You brought
up
Travis.
I was deep.
No, but you know what I did? Did you take your skates down onto the platform, or do you take them off?
No, I took them off because one time I had $100
ticket. Because one time? Me too,
Yeah, I was in the concourse, and this guy was...
Good.
Yeah, get
no.
those fuckers
Good.
Off.
How long ago was that? Because I got it like years ago.
2001.
Oh, really? Because I was wondering if, like, now we can do it and it's not a big deal.
99. Yeah, now it's okay.
Okay. Because I think now...
Now it's not okay.
You don't think so?
No.
No.
Why would it be okay fall in, you get in
I know, because what happens is they
or
get on...
Or you can bump into me.
And if you're standing on that yellow, you know, there's nothing going to happen to me on
who's
the yellow.
Who's bumping into you? Who's bumping into me? Bike riders, skateboarders, rollerbladers. I'm getting... It's like a fucking pinball machine I walk down the street.
Bullshit. You know who runs into me more than that?
Use the sidewalk.
Just regular pedestrians.
Because you're on wheels.
No, when I'm not on wheels. Regular big men just slam into me and don't even bother saying I'm sorry. I have never gotten hit by a skateboarder, by a roller skater, or by a bike rider.
That is not true.
The bike riders are a little weird because they're on the street with us and you can open the door and slam them. But other than that... Yeah, total points. But other than that, I get more slammed by people on just their feet, just walking by, just
again,
slamming
it goes
into me.
With odds. There's a lot more people walking than there are rollerblading.
Well, allow me to rollerblade, sir, who has no balance and can't do it.
Who, me?
Yes.
How do you know? How do you know?
I don't know.
That's right.
Has she ever seen you?
No.
I have some downstairs. You should try them.
No, that's cool. That's cool.
He ice skated for the first time this winter.
How'd that work out?
He was actually pretty good.
Thank you.
All right.
So I take it back. I apologize.
Apology. You heard it here first, folks.
I'm still going to skate on the street. That's what New York City was meant for. Go
assholes.
Back to your...
Assholes. That's what it's made
for. Go back
for.
To your country,
go to the park.
Pig.
Go to the park and skateboard and do your
no,
shit.
No, what's the point? The point of living in Manhattan and being in Manhattan is that you can get from point A
you
to point B
assholes.
Without a cab and no. super fast and
that's
not on
I
the train. Exactly.
Day.
Yeah, when the light's convenient, you're a vehicle.
That's
when
right.
When it's not convenient, you're a pedestrian on the sidewalk.
What are we supposed to do? Stand there, wait till
the
light
turns? What are you supposed to walk? Walk like a human being.
No way. I swear, if you were good on your skates, you would not be thinking that.
I would I would probably do it, but I know I'm an asshole. I'd admit it and go, look at me. I'm a scumbag.
You're purposely running into people.
That's fair.
I've mentioned this before, Jason, but I thoroughly enjoy seeing bike riders on the ground.
That's so awful.
It's how I see it all the time.
I see them putting a neck brace on. It's a bonus. You asshole bikers in the city, I hate it. I hate it. And they always have attitude. They're always snickering at you because they decided they're in pedestrian mode.
They have
especially the messengers. You know, they're all over the city,
because they have to get to certain places at certain times.
Fucking Cosmo.com went down. What am I going to do? Yeah.
Oh, Cosmo.com was
the
coolest
thing. They got to bring that and Urban Fetch back.
Yeah, there's no way. Do you remember Cosmo and Urban Fetch?
They'd go out and get your shit.
Anything you want. Anything you want. Go, I want a condom, this DVD, and a Dr. Pepper. It's like having your own interns. You don't tip the guy.
How much was it?
Nothing extra, right?
A little bit. The price was up a little bit.
But it was very little, if anything.
Well, that would explain why they went out of business, wouldn't it?
Right. Mm. And they would give you, CD holders, and they would give you so much stuff, as gifts, like cookies, thanks for ordering for us. And
cookies are good.
Yeah. It was just... show up. Yeah. It's seriously like an intern. It was awesome.
I think it went down because there was competition once Urban Fetch came in. Urban Fetch.
So they just killed each other out?
I think they just destroyed each other.
Shut up.
Yeah, they had to worry about the prices and competition.
Now nobody gets nothing.
Nobody wins. See what you did.
But they turned themselves into a regular messengering service.
Is that why they still use the bags? I thought they were just cool.
No, because I remember seeing them, and I'm like, I thought you were down. They're like, no, we're just regular messengers now.
Mm-hmm. Every time I lived with guys in an apartment, I had this idea because a chick wouldn't let you do it. But
those fucking chicks, assholes. What are they good for? Just their assholes.
Start a beer delivery service. And for $5 extra, I'll go out and get you beer. And I was planning on starting it in my apartment
building. That's a great idea.
And then if it goes to the whole block, it goes to the whole block. You know what I mean? I would many times, and just being lazy, just not wanting to go three blocks. Yeah. I would pay somebody $5 not to leave the apartment.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have to go three blocks. You were living right on the Lower East Side. You can get you know what? $5 gets you two 40-ounce
bottles. Yeah, but whatever they pay for whatever they want. And then give me $5 more.
Get yourself something.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So you're saying that you would be delivering it?
Yes.
That's a good idea. Why didn't you do it?
It's in your own apartment. I don't know. You
should wear a
how everybody has ideas and they never do it.
Right.
But, I mean, there's got to be so many laws. You know, I'd probably be in jail. And
yeah, a 14-year-old wants it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I got to abide.
You
got a
CID.
Yeah.
It just seems like a little bit of work, but it seems easy.
I remember in Manhattan.
Put out flyers and then see if people take you up on it.
I don't think it can be illegal as long as you see ID every time you deliver.
No, you probably need a license to sell. You're reselling.
Right.
Did you guys see the open source beer?
No.
They have this open source beer. I'm not exactly sure how it works, but you can brew your own beer, and they give you the recipe, and they're just hoping that people will make it. You can print your own labels. You can be part of the company or something like that.
What
interesting
do you
idea. Well, you know how Linux, the computer dork thing, is open source?
Yeah.
So they're trying to see if that philosophy works. Oh, you had me going.
With the slashes and the dashes?
Yeah.
I heard of
the slashes, the dashes, the beep, the creeps, you know.
I did a Linux, what's those things called? They're at the Javits Center.
Trade show?
Yeah, I did a trade show. I was singing.
Oh, you're working
trying there. Trying to get people to come to our booth. We were a bunch
What was your song?
Hey, all you asses come and listen to Lennox.
We were a bunch of retards. I just got a script and I got hired to do it. And there was an organ player. There was a guy yelling out what this new thing for Lennox does, and a guy on bass. And it was by David. David hired me to do it.
Was there a giant penguin there dancing around?
Was that you?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it wasn't me. It should have been.
Oh, because that's a Lennox mascot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I did one of those things for you once, didn't I?
What?
Dressing up.
Oh, that's right. You were a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
I came there.
That's right.
Yeah, they hit me.
You know
the
how
balls
you got to be it?
How did I get the good fortune of winning the prize of being Donatello?
Basically, you earned it.
I did, right. You know. I was on the list.
What's funny is everybody who sits in our chair, the extra person, the guest chair, happened to have also done a kid's part. Like, Patrice has done it. Andrea, obviously.
It's
my brother has done it.
It's amazing how many people have done it. Not just for us, our friends. But I remember the first costume I did, and I went over to Craig's place, and I'm sweating. I'm like, yeah, I'm doing this thing for kids. And his roommate, his hippie roommate, you know, the one with the big beard and, is a shut-in, knew exactly what I was talking about. He's like, yeah, I did this. It's like everybody did something like that once, and it's weird.
Well, everybody who didn't have a goal in life for a while.
Right. Yeah. That happens to be everybody we know.
Right, exactly.
Does the same thing happen at the end where the kids come and look at you and, oh, it's not real, and they see you with your hat off and it feels like you ruined everything?
Yeah, but you just deny, 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 and you walk
out.
But
they saw me with the big shell. It's like the shell in my head.
Oh, really?
That's not me.
Good job, Jason. Good job.
That's actually the only rule, Jason.
Yeah, right.
That's rule 9.
So what happened was we needed it was two people, you and Evan, right?
Yeah.
So Evan was still living here, and you went with them, right, Keith?
No. There was some other dude who was the MC.
Oh, really? Well, we had to do something else then, and we were like, well,
that's really the end of the story. That's how you got to do it.
Right? But we were like, Jason likes the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
We know he does.
Right? Doesn't he like it? Call Jason. He'll want to do it because it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. And I swear to God, wasn't your response... Hells!
I've always wanted to be a turtle.
But I think you got excited about the karate aspect of it.
I was excited
because
I was going to dance around like an idiot.
Did you guys fight over which turtle you'd be?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you want Donatello?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Who wants Donatello?
I think I got it.
Who wants it? Why would you want Donatello?
Are you really arguing this now?
Yeah.
Are you?
Why
really?
Wouldn't you want Donatello?
You take Raphael or you take Michelangelo. Who wants Donatello?
They have two things to carry. Donatello just has one.
Oh, good thinking.
You see? Well, the whole time my mask had a mask. And my mask's mask was falling off and covering the little eye holes that I had. So I couldn't see anything. I was hitting kids left and right. Pinata time. Okay. Swinging around.
It just looked like you knew what you were doing.
The probably. Dancing. I was always trying to kick kids. Was
that the only time you ever did that?
Yeah.
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 We recruit people.
You were saying about how they say, you know, I know it's you and the turtle. Did you get them saying, like, admit that it's you? Admit that there's a person in there as you were in it?
They didn't even ask. It's only when we were walking up the stairs at the end and they're like...
Oh, I get that all the time. Like, of course, you know. Yeah. I know you're a person in there. I know you're a person in there. What age do they do that? 10?
10 probably, yeah.
Well, I know you're a person in there. And you're like, no. Well, you're saying no. You're Elmo going, no, I'm not. Yes, you are. Admit it. Just admit you are.
Listen, if you're really good, they don't ask.
Touché. All right, you're on the next big head costume job. Congratulations,
right,
Jason. Jason at tada.com, tada.com, tada.com. Amazing, amazing flash thingy.
Technical terms. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Right. If you want to see some of his work, go to keithandthegirl.com.
Society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety, and I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls, I've got big balls. They're such big balls, and they're dainty big balls. And he's got big balls, and she's got. My ballroom always full, and everybody comes and comes again. If your name is on the guest list, no one can take you higher. Everybody says I've got great balls of fire. I've got big balls, oh, I've got big balls, and they're such big balls, dirty big balls. And he's got big balls, and she's got big balls. But when they're held for pleasure, they're the balls that I like best. My balls are always bouncing to the left and to the right. It's my belief that my big ball should be held every night. Oh, we've got big balls! We've got big balls! We've got big balls! Dirty big balls! He's got big balls! She's got big balls! But we've got the best! Yeah.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills. But the thrill we never know is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yes!
Stone. Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
That's a very, very good idea.
I got a freaky old lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroiders on my jeans. I got my poor old gray haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown like the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for our mother?
Yeah.
Stone. Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone? Little teenage blue-eyed groupies would do anything we say. We got a genuine Indian guru, he's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
On the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
We ain't on the cover, baby.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
I ain't kidding you.
My smiling
we would make a beautiful
on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Right up front, man. I can see it now. We'd be on the front smiling, man. Oh, beautiful,